KOMO-FM, Oakville. Everything you need.
From ABC News, I'm Alex Stone. He was a fiery owner. Al Davis of the Oakland Raiders is dead today.
Many great players from other teams passed through here.
Davis was a football lifer. He built the Raiders into a powerhouse. ESPN football expert Tom Jackson.
He was a maverick, but in the best way. He challenged, you know, the establishment in almost every way. He was successful to a fault. He did it his way. And he was much respected by everybody who has anything to do with this game.
Davis was 82 years old. Rick Perry's campaign dealing with a PR problem today after a high-profile supporter called Mitt Romney's Mormon faith a cult.
The Perry campaign at first did not fully refute those comments, saying the governor doesn't judge what is in the heart and soul of others, adding that it was the Values voter group which chose the Reverend to introduce Perry. But within minutes, a different story. The governor, quote, does not believe it is a cult, the campaign said. Plus, an admission that the campaign did approve the Reverend Jeffress, a Texas Baptist preacher, to introduce Perry.
ABC's David Curley. Mitt Romney reacted today while speaking in Washington, D.C.
We should remember that decency and civility are values, too. One of the speakers who will follow me today has crossed that line, I think. Poisonous language doesn't advance our cause.
Several GOP candidates are speaking at the Values Voter Summit today. President Obama used his weekly address today to call on Republicans to approve the American Jobs Act.
So any senator out there who's thinking about voting against this jobs bill needs to explain why they would oppose something that we know would improve our economic situation. If the Republicans in Congress think they have a better plan for creating jobs right now, they should prove it.
He claims it will have a big impact on middle-class families across the country, could be voted on next week. You're listening to ABC News.
Right now, Saturday morning, October 8th. It's 49 degrees in Seattle. Mostly cloudy, chance of rain by late afternoon today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. I'm Art Sanders, and now the top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. Demonstrations today at Westlake Park in Seattle continue with what's billed as a big rally scheduled for noon. The Occupy Seattle group is part of a nationwide movement calling on the 99ers, the 99% of Americans who are not rich, to bring attention to growing social and economic inequality in our country.
I am protesting against corporate greed.
I got fired from my job for doing the right thing.
The banks rob you. They're the robbers.
Police say so far protests have been peaceful with no arrests. The Washington Education Association says it supports the protesters. Their statement reads in part, at a time when the American economy continues to be in deep recession, with millions of people hard-pressed to make ends meet, it's clear Wall Street and financial institutions are out of touch with the stark reality faced by 99% of Americans. Congressman Dave Reichert says people have the right to express their opinions, and the protests are a sign of the times, with people frustrated and fearful over our future. He says in his former career in law enforcement, the WTO riots in Seattle gave him a unique perspective on people who are passionate about a cause.
We, I think, have a special tolerance here and a special affection for people who want to express themselves. But I think all of us agree that these expressions of our First Amendment should be made in a way that's respectful of everyone.
Similar scene in downtown Portland, where up to 1,000 protesters have set up camp. But the problem is 10,000 runners are expected in the same downtown area for the Portland Marathon tomorrow. Organizers are talking with demonstrators on a compromise location for Sunday's protests. And we'll stay on top of any developments in the Occupy Seattle protests and the crowds gathering across the nation all this weekend on the Como News Network. Animal care workers are busy bathing and grooming dozens of dogs this weekend that King County Sheriff's officers found confined at two houses in a case that's being called animal hoarding.
Between two houses, one in Burien and the other in Issaquah, we came up with 100 dogs, 38 in Burien that were in really very poor conditions, kept in dirty dog crates, just horrible.
Sheriff Sergeant John Urquhart says 14 dogs were taken to veterinarians, 9 were euthanized because of poor health. No arrests so far, but Urquhart says the sheriff's office is continuing to investigate. And the ferry Yakima is out of service on the San Juan Island run. Maintenance crews found signs the propeller shaft is wearing out. The Yakima was towed to Eagle Harbor for repairs. The Yakima is being replaced by a smaller ferry, which is slower than the Yakima. And since it's a holiday weekend, be ready for long waits at the ferry dock. 49 degrees. Whoa, make that 49 degrees. Jumped it by 10 almost there. Wishful thinking, huh? Just ahead of Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
Let's check on the traffic here with Alex Meyer.
Well, Jennifer, southbound I-5 really starting to feel the closure of those express lanes. Again, the express lanes closed for maintenance work, and as a result, southbound I-5 backed up now from Northgate to the Ship Canal Bridge, and then also expect to see a disabled vehicle taking up the right lane eastbound 18 after Issaquah Hobart Road. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Alex. We turn now to Theron Zahn for our latest update on weather.
Areas of fog outside this morning. Watch out for that, especially along the Cascade foothills. We're going to see some clearing at times for the morning hours, then clouds do increase in the afternoon. Then we add a shower chance to the mix by the very end of the day. Highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s. Not a bad day all in all. Just be extra careful out there, especially near the waterways where the fog is out there here and there. Now on through the next couple days, we're going to keep it mostly cloudy and soggy through much of Sunday and Monday. Temperatures are going to stay in that same range of upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks, Theron. Right now, 53 degrees in Tacoma, 48 in Everett, in Seattle. We're up to 55 degrees at 10:06. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Welcome to Inside Out, the show that helps you uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. It's Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Thank you, Jennifer. What a privilege to be with you on this Saturday morning. And what I have to share with you is I never take it for granted that I have the privilege to turn on a microphone. And yes, we're going to talk about home improvement in just the next few minutes. In fact, we're going to talk about some of my pet peeves and what's ugly in your house, and we're going to get to that. But when you have the privilege to turn on a microphone on an 800-pound gorilla like Como News Radio, I take that responsibility quite seriously. And today there is something that I believe is of a serious nature, and I need your help. And so I've called in my opinion, a man that I believe can help rally the troops, if you will, but also help rally your support of the troops today. I would like to welcome to Inside Out, Como News Radio, John Lee. And I want you to know who John Lee is. He is the director of the Washington State Department of Veterans Affairs. He was appointed by Governor Christine Gregoire. And this man is certainly someone that has earned my respect. He's a retired command sergeant major of the United States Army. And the fact that he is now the individual who is in charge of our veterans here in our state, he's a man that I admire greatly. And I've invited him on today because I believe that our Washington veterans need your help, and there's such a simple thing you can do to help them. Welcome, John.
Good morning, Tammy Michaels. How are you today?
I am great. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us today, and I'm going to ask you to hang on through two breaks because I'm sitting here next to Jennifer Harriman. She makes me do this crazy thing called traffic, and for some reason, they think that that's important here at Fisher, but, you know, there you go.
When did I ever do anything you told me, or not do anything you told me to do? So.
I don't know about that, sir. I have to share with you that you know, first of all, let's talk about the situation that our returning veterans are facing, and even more specifically, our returning combat veterans have real needs. So let's talk about what the need is.
Well, I just picked up the Olympian this morning, and I'm sure it's on the front page of the News Tribune and other, probably in Seattle as well. It's an AP story that says, Hire Vets. Public urged, and it's all about the current more than 1 million veterans that are seeking jobs and are unemployed, and the tens of thousands and even hundreds of thousands that are going to be a part of the downsizing of the military. It's very predictable that with the withdrawal of troops in Iraq and the downsizing of the war effort, all of the military services are going to be cutting their forces. So So there's even going to be a greater need out there, Tammy. And our young men and women, most often with families, are getting out of the military, and they are struggling to make ends meet.
Well, you know, you and I first met because of something that I became aware of at the funeral for my nephew, Kevin. And Kevin, unfortunately, did not survive complications related to a roadside bomb in Iraq while he was serving in the United States Army. But while he was trying to recover, he was in the company of wounded warriors, who many of us know. And at Kevin's funeral, I learned that every one of these young people that attended my nephew's funeral were unemployed, and they asked me if I was hiring. And what I found out, and what I now know, is that it's small businesses like mine that perhaps can take a look around, and as we grow and we expand, and I have to tell you, while everyone talks about, you know, the unfortunate economy, I think that there are many small businesses like mine that are doing okay. And if you're doing okay, I really want you to look at hiring a veteran, because that's now what we do at Sound Kitchen.
Well, you know, thank you so much for that. And that's really, I think, going to be a huge part of the answer to this dilemma that we face for the men and women that are returning from war. Now, I must hasten to say that, you know, I served in Vietnam and ended up staying in the Army for almost 22 years, and it is dramatically different now than it was back when our troops came home from Vietnam. I mean, we're doing significantly better. I mean, there are many, many more efforts and programs. But as you and I have talked before, it's that young, mid-grade, junior enlisted man or woman. It's the sergeant. It's the lance corporal. It's the seaman.
Foot soldier.
Exactly. They went in the military to earn their GI Bill benefits after multiple deployments, and now they have a family. They decide it's time to get out. They don't have a higher education, and they are struggling.
John, I'm going to ask you to hold with me right here.
You bet.
And when we come back, there's something that every single person can do for $10 to make a difference for our young vets. And we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue on its Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
1014 on Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
Time to check on the roads with Alex Meyer.
Southbound I-5 struggling from Northgate to the Ship Canal Bridge because of some maintenance work, which takes up the express lanes, usually open at this time, in the southbound direction. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
We're going to start the day out dry with some areas of fog outside this morning. Then during the afternoon, the clouds do increase. We're getting ready for some showers towards the very end of today. Our highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s. Keep that shower chance around overnight and throughout the day on Sunday. Mostly cloudy skies. So today's your better day for getting outside. We'll see at least a few sun breaks out there. On through the following Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, keeping it mostly cloudy and showery at times. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks, Theron. 54 degrees in Tacoma, 53 at Olympia, and 55 in downtown Seattle at 10:15.
Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. Today's special guest, John Lee with the Washington State Department of Veterans Affairs.
Thank you, John, for coming back. And I just had to invite you on today because there is an opportunity and there's an urgency that I want to share with our listeners. And tell us about this program that I think most people will be interested in, which is Hometown Heroes, a raffle.
You bet. Well, I have to thank the state legislature, our governor, Bill Hansen, the director of the Washington State Lottery, and all of his staff for helping create this opportunity to use the lottery system through a raffle to raise money to serve the kind of folks that you and I were just talking about. It's called the Hometown Heroes Raffle. There are tickets on sale as we speak. They went on sale Labor Day weekend. They are $10 each. We'll have the drawings on Veterans Day, 11-11-11, so we're pretty excited about that. But I got to tell you, this is going to be an annual event. It's going to raise about $500,000 this year for the needs that you and I just discussed. And there are 24, Tammy, $50,000 prizes. So the odds are very fantastic, and it is something that every citizen of the state of Washington can participate in. Go to all the 3,700 points of sale for lottery tickets, lottery programs, and they'll have a poster up there, and just ask for a Hometown Heroes raffle ticket or two or three or four, and purchase them. And the proceeds will go directly to help these young men and women and their families in their struggles to find jobs, to go back to school, and a whole array of things that we're able to do for them with this very flexible money.
You know, it is flexible money, and also it becomes money that people like me and people like, you know, that are listening right now in their cars, it's 10 bucks. And the other thing that I want to say is do it today. You know, maybe you've heard about this because I know John Carlson talked about it. Ken Schramm's talked about it. You were on Ken Schramm's show. I was on John's show. And, you know, here's the sad thing. We've only sold 85,295 tickets to date. And we have to sell 300,000 by November the 10th to hit the goal to put this money in the pockets of you know, the VIP program, which is for our veterans. And I want to say this today. I'm talking to you. You are the person in your car. Did your dad serve in the military, serve in Vietnam? Buy a ticket on his behalf. Did your mom serve in the military? Do you have a grandparent who served in World War II or perhaps your own parent? And that love you feel and respect for that veteran or a neighbor kid that is right now deployed in Afghanistan or Iraq or one of the other places, you know, Germany, and yet that is a sacrifice. I don't want to forget the kids who are serving right here in our own Fort Lewis. You know, we see these people and we know that they struggle. We know that many of these military people live on food stamps. And I know that most people have someone they love that has served in the military. Today, in your heart, that person you love, I want to motivate you to go buy that ticket. It's so easy. It's at the gas station, it's at your grocery store, and it's 10 bucks. And today, I am begging you and I'm empowering you to do one thing for our veterans, and that's buy that $10 ticket. And if you can, buy two. And when you spend that money on that $10 ticket, just really in your heart, you think of that sacrifice that that person you love who has served our country has done. On and in their name, on their behalf, spend the 10 bucks for our young people. It's all volunteer military, John, and they have my heart and they have my soul.
Thank you so much, Tammy. I cannot thank you enough for your passionate message and the truth of that message. And it's so easy. Something all of us can do is to go down and purchase one of these tickets. I must admit that I purchased two more yesterday over the Safeway and off of Marvin Road. I have four now. So
there you go.
There you go.
There you go. You know what? I just think it's the greatest thing. And not only that, but if you're a person that likes to play the lottery, they're going to give away 24 prizes of 50 grand. I mean, your odds of winning in this thing are crazy. So not only can you walk in and for someone you love that has impacted you, I think most of us have had a father, or in my case, one of my favorite aunts was an Army nurse. And my own father served in World War II. I think of them. Buy these tickets.
Well, there are $250 prizes and $3,050 prizes. I mean, you have a 1 in 92 chance of winning some additional cash. But more importantly, the money is going to go directly to serve a very, very important need.
I can't thank you enough. John Lee, director of our Washington State Department of Veterans Affairs.
God bless you, Tammy.
Well, I'm your biggest fan, I have to tell you. You do so much, and I'm so grateful that on a Saturday you take the time to join us, and I really can't thank you enough.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you enjoy the rest of your Saturday. You know, honestly, Jennifer, you know, I have to say that my own son, Blake, you know, who reenlisted and is now serving, I saw his struggle, you know, and he's that foot soldier. And, you know, I have to say that these young people, there's a reason why Michelle Obama, the very first program she took on, were veterans and their families. This is bipartisan. And, you know, I like what John Lee said. We are different. We are a different America than the way the America treated the Vietnam vet. We're a different America. So today, you know, showing our love for our military is something that has changed, that we get. And it doesn't matter where people fall on, you know, the conflicts around the world. That doesn't matter. We love these young people who need us. And I think that's why Michelle Obama stepped up and said, we have to do this. I can't ever talk about this without saying one big thank you to Senator Steve Conway, who really pushed this thing through. And every single request I've ever made of the man to help me with veterans, he shows up. And he does what I ask him and beg him to do. And he was the one who pushed for this lottery. And we've got to do it. For someone you love, go buy a lottery ticket. It's $10. And the proceeds go to our very deserving service people.
And I like what he said about the odds of winning. I mean, you can't get odds like this. I mean, if you're a gambling person, if you just love the game, if nothing else, if you just love the game, you have better than a 1 in 100 chance to win some additional cash. 1 in 92. That's insane.
That is insane. It's insane. So everybody's going to buy a ticket today. When we come back, we're going to change gears and we're going to talk about the ugliest thing in your house.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. Go to guttergloveusa.net. Guttergloveusa.net.
It's the Columbus Day sale this week at Bassett. Save 25% on everything in the store. Plus, get an Apple iPad 2, MacBook Air, or iPod with a minimum purchase. You heard me right. Save 25% on quality Bassett furniture and get a popular Apple product free. But hurry, this sale must end Monday at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and the thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA's system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best, and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
It is 10:24. Alex, how's traffic?
Well, Jen, things are looking pretty nasty right now. Southbound on I-5 between Northgate and the U District. A lot of this has to do with the express lanes being closed for maintenance work. And that's the reason we're seeing this extra pressure on southbound I-5. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Weather today should remain dry until this evening when steady rain arrives. Tomorrow will also be wet, but less so as the steady rain sort of tapers off into showers. Our highs will be in the upper 50s. And then for next week, we start off cooler with more rain and some wind at times, too. That drives our high temps down to the mid-50s. Although eastern Washington is enjoying a partly sunny weekend with highs a little on the cool side, upper 50s to mid-60s. Also patchy fog in low-lying areas. But right now, fog is gone from Tacoma, where it's 56 degrees, 52 in Everett, and 55 degrees in downtown Seattle. Como News Time is 10:25. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and I believe we're getting ready to take calls, right?
We are. We are going to take calls. Let's give out our phone numbers.
206-421-1000 locally, or 877-397-COMO. That is a free call from wherever you are on the planet.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, we have Margaret from Kent on the line. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
Hi, Margaret. How can I help you?
Well, my question to you is this. I do not yet have anything ugly in my home, and perhaps you can help me. You can help me prevent putting something in.
You are an anomaly.
My question to you is this. I am interested in a sisal rug for my family room. I know nothing about the durability or cleanability of this product. What can you tell me?
Well, a couple of different things. First of all, sisal, as true, honest-to-goodness sisal, is very difficult to clean.
Uh-huh.
And it's a natural fiber. It absorbs stains. You can do things to give it a topical coat. But, you know, it really wants to be a beach mat.
Uh-huh.
And when something wants to be something else, we have to be careful. So here's what I will say to you, that there are sisal-esque rugs. And then where do you get them? You know, here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to recommend to you a couple of designers out of the Seattle Design Center that Will and Wayne, and they have just opened a brand new showroom. In fact, it may not have opened quite yet, but it's about to. So if you send me an email at tammy@tammymichaels.com, then, when I get your email, say rug question, and you want to send that to me right away, and I'll put you in touch with Will and Wayne. They are fantastic designers. I love them to pieces, and they can connect you with a rug, and then they can customize it. And the other thing that they can do is they can work within your budget. They're just great guys. I really adore them.
Well, I thank you very much, Tammy.
Absolutely.
That is good information.
Yes.
I just didn't want to make an investment and make a mistake.
Well, and we don't want you to do that either. I think that's a really good question because, you know, when people are looking at fibers, I'll throw another fiber under the mat, which is wool. And, you know, with wool, I think it's another fiber that it absorbs stains. And people will say, well, the natural lanolin actually repels water or repels stains. And the truth of the matter, it really doesn't. If you think of a wool sweater, people who ever spilled a glass of wine or a cup of coffee on it just sucks it right up. So some of the natural fibers really don't behave in a way that we wish they would.
I'm finding this out a year too late, Tammy. Thanks so much. I have a sisal rug. I can confirm from hard experience everything you just said. But we got to take a break. We'll hit ABC News, weather and traffic, and be right back with more Inside Out.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation, and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course, see stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle 5, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. Go to GutterGloveUSA.net. GutterGloveUSA.net.
Como News Time is 10:30. Stick around for ABC News updates from around the world and across the country here. Coming up next here on Como News Radio, it's 10:30.
The mother of a missing 10-month-old girl in Kansas City tells ABC News police have accused her of killing her daughter. The search goes on. Former FBI agent and ABC News consultant Brad Garrett says that's a police technique.
One of the things you do in interview and interrogation is try to push people's buttons as much as possible, because people who are guilty, particularly in a situation as emotional as a child being killed, either accidentally or otherwise, tend to push people over the edge. And I think that's what they were trying to do. Obviously, they have some consideration that she was involved in this.
There are some new leads today, including a possible sighting in California. New fighting in Libya today. Revolutionary fighters began shelling the last major city still controlled by Gaddafi forces. Residents have been fleeing that area. Al Davis, one of the most controversial owners in the NFL, is dead at the age of 82. He was owner of the Oakland Raiders. The team posted a message on its website confirming his death. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Como News Time, 10:31, currently 49 degrees in Seattle. Art Sanders, and a look at this hour's top local stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. Crowd of demonstrators at Seattle's downtown Westlake Park has swelled. Several dozen union members have joined the Occupy Seattle gathering. Labor leaders are urging union members to attend a rally today at noon. Police have been issuing tickets to drivers honking horns as they drive past the protesters. One cab driver ended up with a $143 ticket for his honk, but protesters who saw what happened began giving him money to help pay for his ticket.
I'm not happy with it, you know.
No.
But I'm happy with their support.
Occupy Seattle protests are scheduled to last through the weekend. And among the demonstrators, grandmother Sharon Posey, who says she's there to support the next generation.
When Occupy Wall Street started, I started thinking, all right, finally, kids are catching on, and I want to be a part of that.
We also met a former soldier, J.D.
America should start coming down to all these rallies and everything, the Occupy Seattle. They should all just wake up. They should go online and do their research and start learning for themselves what's going on in this world.
An insurance agent who sold hundreds of thousands of dollars in fake liability insurance policies in our state and Oregon, mostly to oral surgeons, has been sentenced to more than 2 years in prison. 68-year-old Brenda McLaren Beatty of Des Moines was also ordered to pay more than $500,000 in restitution. Pleading not guilty, a couple suspected in the death of an Everett woman, the disappearance of her husband, and the fatal shooting of an Oregon teenager. David Pedersen and his girlfriend Holly Grigsby were in court yesterday after being caught this week in California. Police say Pedersen and Grigsby are suspects in the Oregon murder and the death of Pedersen's stepmother, Leslie, in Everett last week. Her grieving daughters are still in disbelief.
It's still not real. It's not. Keep hoping we'll wake up from a bad dream, but we know that's not going to happen.
Pedersen's father, David, is still missing. An event at Seattle Center this weekend features sci-fi comic books and video games, but it's not Comic-Con. It's the first annual Geek Girl Con. Organizer Kiri Callaghan says it's like Comic-Con, but with a focus on female geeks.
I did not have a lot of friends who were female who liked a lot of, you know, my geeky shows or played video games. And then I started helping out with this convention, and they're starting to outweigh my male friends in geekiness, and it's fantastic.
She says they cover everything from movies, TV shows, and gadgets to tips on parenting a geeky kid or dating online. The Geeky Girl Con is at the Northwest Rooms at Seattle Center. Tickets at the door. Geeky guys are welcome, of course. You can get your green on, too, this weekend at the Seattle Home Show. It kicked off at the SeaLink Event Center today. There's a free subscription to Better Homes and Gardens when you buy tickets online, and the online ticket comes with a free parking pass. The show organizers say they're offering daily home improvement seminars, garden tips, antique appraisals, and much more. The show runs through Monday, Columbus Day. It's 49 degrees in Seattle. Coming up, we continue with Tammy Michaels' Inside Out. I'm Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the fours.
It is 10:34 on Como News Radio. Time to check in with Alex Meyer for traffic.
Well, Jennifer, things just get more and more difficult southbound on I-5 between Northgate and the U District. This because we have the express lanes closed for maintenance work. They were scheduled to be reopened around 10:30. Looks like they still have yet to let traffic onto them. Not quite sure when they will have them reopened, but we'll let you know once they are. Also, looks like we have eastbound 18 with right lane block just past the Issaquah Hobart Road by a disabled vehicle. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Alex. And now over to Theron Zahn for the forecast.
Areas of fog outside this morning. Watch out for that, especially along the Cascade foothills. We're going to see some clearing at times for the morning hours, and clouds do increase in the afternoon. Then we add a shower chance to the mix by the very end of the day. Highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s. Not a bad day all in all. Just be extra careful out there, especially near the waterways where the fog is out there here and there. Now on through the next couple days, we're going to keep it mostly cloudy and soggy through much of Sunday and Monday. Temperatures are going to stay in that same range of upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. Right now in Tacoma, 56 degrees, and Seattle is at 55 degrees with clear skies. And welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. I want to tell you the phone numbers so you can call and ask Tammy your questions. 206-421-1000 or our toll-free numbers, 877-397-COMO.
Welcome back, and let's go to Vicki in Everett. Hi, Vicki.
Hi. My problem is that I've got a small deck that basically faces my neighbor's deck.
Okay.
The same size, and I'm trying to think of what I can use as like a privacy screen so I'm not looking into their back window and their deck as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a couple of different options for you. First of all, tell me, does your deck get a lot of wind?
Not too much. The yard is pretty small, and the facing deck also has the building to it to where it blocks a lot of the wind.
Okay, so you don't have a lot of wind. And then my other question is, how wide is your deck?
The area that would need to have the privacy screen to it is about 8 feet.
Okay, about 8 feet wide. So that's not really super wide. And then how deep?
Let's see. The length of it, you mean? Or?
Well, why don't you give me the dimensions? Just give me the.
It's an 8 by 10 deck.
Okay, 8 by 10.
And it's only about 18 inches off of the ground. They're real low decks.
Okay. So I do have a suggestion for you and an easy way to do this. And honestly, anyone can accomplish what I'm about to describe to you for not a lot of money. And to me, your best solution is bamboo. And the reason is because it'll grow in a very narrow planter. It requires little or no maintenance. In our sunshine conditions, it can vary. I mean, you know, when you think about it, in the rest of the world, bamboo is a weed. So it's something that really provides a great deal of privacy. And in addition to which, one of the other things that I like about it is it's a bit of a sound barrier. And so I find that it's really easy and inexpensive. And where I would go, because I see that you're in Everett, I'd go to Sky Nursery because they can also help you with appropriate planters that'll stay put. And I really believe that it's your best option. If I come up with another option for you, it would be something you would have to have installed in your home, and I can give you one of those, and that would be something like Rainier awnings, because they would have a drop-down screen that could actually work to prevent your neighbors from seeing in, and then, you know, for the most part, it could be raised up. So those are some other options. Then, of course, there's the standing screens, but I have to share with you, they're going to be exposed to the weather. weather. They're going to be exposed to the elements. And unless you wanted to spend really a significant chunk of change on something like an iron screen, it's going to be something that's going to set you back a pretty penny. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that appeals to you.
I don't think so.
Well, do you like the bamboo option?
I like it, but I also know I had a friend that had bamboo. The leaves are very sharp when
not all of them.
The leaves and you're picking them up.
No, so. Not all of them. And that's why what I would do, there's so many different varietals of bamboo. I mean, I want you to think about it. Bamboo grows all over the world. So, you know, you have bamboo that grows in Vietnam. You have bamboo that grows in you know, in China. There are literally thousands of varietals. So you can get leaves that are small. You can get leaves that are big. One of my favorite varietals of bamboo is what they call black bamboo, because the stalks are actually black. And then the leaves are just this wonderful celery green. It's probably the prettiest bamboo I've ever seen in my entire life. And those leaves are particularly soft. It's a little bit more of an expensive bamboo, grows a little slower, but it's also a very delightful bamboo. And if I were staring out my door because of the variegation of color and the dimension that it offers, that's what I would go for, is the black bamboo. The other thing you can do to save a little money is you can vary it up. So you can have black bamboo in a planter, and then you can put in some other bamboos. But just what I like about Sky Nursery, also FYI, you're going to walk in there and an expert is actually going to help you find what you're looking for. So explain it's going to go on a patio. Explain that you need softer leaves, and that's what you're going to walk away with, and tell him or her what your budget is.
Great.
And I promise you, you're going to love this option. You really are.
Vicki, thanks so much for the call. We do need to take a break really quick. This is me cracking the whip.
Yeah, there she goes.
Traffic and weather coming up next. And then we'll be right back with more Inside Out on Como News Radio.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
You know, a lot of us look around the house and the ugliest thing we have is an ugly kitchen or an ugly master bathroom. Uh-huh, you know who you are. And everybody looks at the bottom line. What's that going to cost? And in addition to that, when you start thinking about it, what do? You go out and you purchase one of those magazines that shows gorgeous moldings, exceptional cabinetry that has design, style. You don't see things that look like they just came off the truck at a box store. That's not what you think of when you think of a remodel. So you just don't do it. Well, today, what I want you to do is to call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Because at soundkitchenandbath.com, they're going to send out an expert interior designer with years and years of experience, and they're not going to charge you to come up with a design for that kitchen or bathroom. And not only that, you're going to walk away with exquisite cabinetry and extraordinary moldings and something that looks like it came right off the pages of those magazines. And you're going to save money. Doesn't matter if you have a little tiny condo. Doesn't matter if you're building the luxury home of your dreams. You want to save money. Go to soundkitchenandbath.com. I believed in this company so much, I invested in the company. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
It's the Columbus Day sale this week at Bassett. Save 25% on everything in the store. Plus, get an Apple iPad 2, MacBook Air, or iPod with a minimum purchase. You heard me right. Save 25% on quality Bassett furniture and get a popular Apple product free. But hurry, this sale must end Monday at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
The Northwest's largest manufacturer of awnings and sunshades, Rainier Sun Systems, has a special offer and an invitation just for you. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels for Rainier Sun Systems. Summer is here. Reduce heat by up to 80% with exterior shades or awnings.
Save big money on cooling costs and protect your furnishings. Rainier Custom Tailor Sunscreens for your home. You're invited to Rainier Sun System's huge factory showroom, or they'll come to you. Call for a free in-home consultation. Then Rainier's highly skilled installation crews take care of the rest. Oh, and the special offer? Call and tell them Tammy sent you and get a free electric motor upgrade of $500 value. Since 1896, Rainier Sun Systems. Call 800-869-7162 or click RainierSunSystems.com.
Como News Time is 10:44.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
Let's go to Alex Meyer for traffic.
Well, southbound I-5 still rolling very slow from Northgate all the way down to the Ship Canal Bridge and eastbound 18 just east of Issaquah Hobart Road. A disabled vehicle taking up the right lane. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks, Alex.
We're going to start the day out dry with some areas of fog outside this morning. Then during the afternoon, the clouds do increase. We're getting ready for some showers towards the very end of today. Our highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s. Keep that shower chance around overnight and throughout the day on Sunday. Mostly cloudy skies, so today's your better day for getting outside. We'll see at least a few sun breaks out there. On through the following Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, keeping it mostly cloudy and showery at times. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. Right now, 56 degrees in Tacoma, 55 in downtown Seattle at 10:45. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, along for the ride. The numbers to call if you have your questions for Tammy, 206-421-1000. Also, you can call toll-free at 877-397-5666, which translates to 877-397-COMO.
Thank you, Jennifer. What a great time we're having here today, and I definitely want to talk to you. Our subject today, come on, you know who you are. You have something ugly in your home. Come on, you know you do. I want to talk to you. Let's find a solution. Everybody has something ugly. That is the subject of our first hour, is solutions for ugly things. And I want to go to Charlotte in Renton. Welcome, Charlotte. How can I help you? You have an ugly fireplace.
I do have an ugly fireplace.
Listen to the tone of your voice. I mean, it's just such resign, such resignation. I do. I'm Charlotte, and I have an ugly fireplace.
Hi, Charlotte. You're among friends.
I have a home that was built in 1968, and in my living room, I have a fireplace from floor to ceiling that is situated in the corner. And it has this, the rock on it is slate. It's not brick. It's slate.
What color?
It's brown.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't know if that's the original color or if somebody has painted it. And I don't want to paint it, but I just don't know where to go or where to get started on it if I want to change it. My thoughts have been to take the rock down so far and then attach a mantle and then, you know, put something across and maybe mount a TV up there. But I don't know if that's even practical, if it's possible.
Well, it's both. And actually, I think that you're on the right track. So let me just walk through it with you. What you would be looking at would be drywalling over the slate, which really isn't hard. It's not expensive, and it's an easy fix. And then by making it look like you meant to do that, in other words, that the drywall was in fact supposed to be there. And there are ways that you can do that, even though now you're going to have a little bit of a reveal that's protruding from the wall. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a little bit of a step out. And we see it all the time because people are trying to retrofit walls exactly like that. And by putting a fireplace there that has a mantle and then putting the television set, I'm going to share with you something else, which is psychologically, we've all moved to a different place mentally with the television being in main living areas. For years, we tried to hide it. That's why we came up with big armoires. I've made friends with it. And so have most designers in condos and living rooms. We're moving to smaller spaces as we, you know, look at the reality of the economy that we live in. And so what I want to say to you is I applaud your decision. You're bringing it kicking and screaming into the 21st century. So then there is the option of the fireplace. And I am going to give you an option on this one, which is going to sound a little step outside the box, but then I'll explain to you why, which is I'm going to recommend that you contact Eric Gorenson from Sound Kitchen, because they have these moldings that are unlike anyone else's moldings, and they are extraordinary. And so by having one of their cabinet guys do this on a budget, what you can do is you can get moldings that look custom made and look high end for not a lot of money. And then they can coordinate in the insert and away you go. The other thing that they have an option on are stone fireplace mantles, which are prefabricated and they look gorgeous. And a lot of people are familiar with them. And so they've just started representing those too. Because a lot of people that remodel kitchens right next to it, they have a family room and they're like, can you do something with that fireplace? The answer is yes. And the moldings that they use for kitchens and bathrooms translate very well to creating a fireplace mantle and saving you money. So I'm not a fan of the ones from box stores because they look flimsy and they look like paper dolls. Mm-hmm. But that is another way you can go. If you want to walk in and just get a solution, box stores do have something. But like I said, they look a little flimsy and they look kind of like paper dolls. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think you're on the right track for the drywall. Mr. Handyman can drywall it for you. And they can also help you install the moldings in the fireplace. So that gives you some options.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you so much.
That was a great question. It just seemed to me like fireplaces are just one of those things you're stuck with.
Well, you know, to me, it's the focal point in your living area. And another area that I really like to see these is in master suites. I mean, think about it. If you put a small fireplace in a master suite, this is something that completely changes the look and feel of it. And you can do it for not a lot of money.
Really?
Just the moldings.
Oh, well, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah. When you look at just taking the moldings that we use as designers in kitchens, bathrooms, and related living spaces with an expert, cutting those up using 2020, which is a CAD program, computer-aided design, and by, you know, basically taking those and putting the pieces together, think about it, you end up with a custom-made fireplace mantle, and you end up saving an extreme amount of money. Because if you went out and you just bought one of those fireplace mantles mm-hmm. out of riff cut walnut, or you got it out of a beautifully glazed hardwood maple, and you could get it in a soft gray or you can get it in a chocolate brown, it would cost you a fortune.
Right.
So that's just a way you can save some money and get it done.
I like that. 10:52 on Como News Radio. When we come back, we'll take more of your questions and your calls, 421-1000 locally, or you can call our toll-free number, which is 877-397-COMO.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenandBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
If you have a home project that could use a little help, and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe, and on time every time, guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-7, Mr. Handyman.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
Time for a look at traffic from Alex Meyer.
Well, Jennifer, southbound I-5 still struggling from Northgate to the U District, though it is starting to improve. We have gotten word that the DOT has reopened the express lanes. They are open now in the southbound direction. They were closed till 10:30, or a little after 10:30, just about 10 minutes ago. They actually reopened these express lanes in the southbound direction after some morning maintenance on the express lanes. This traffic report brought to you by the Tulalip Resort Casino. Experience uniquely different luxury and delicious dining at the Northwest's finest resort casino, Tulalip Resort Casino. Log on to TulalipResort.com to reserve your stay. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
And weather today from the Como Forecast Team. We're expecting to stay dry until this evening early when we have the return of steady rain. Tomorrow's also wet and a little windy. Steady rains turn to showers, though. Highs will be in the upper 50s. Currently 56 degrees in Tacoma, 52 in Everett, and 55 in downtown Seattle. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. And I want to talk for just a brief moment about color trends. And I think this is really important because if you're looking at something ugly in your home, one of the quickest, fastest solutions that you can come up with is really with paint and with color. And there's been a change now in the color trends. The new color trends for 2012 have just recently been released. And I'll tell you what's intriguing about this is some designers don't like them. And I love each and every one of them. And I want to talk about one of the color trends, and they come in palettes. So I'm going to start by talking about the Resilience palette, which is in my it's my favorite of all of the palettes. But I want to talk about what the color trend is and how it impacts you. When people say, I just want timeless colors, I always relate back to Nero's palace in Rome, because the remains, the ruins of Nero's palace still exist up on Palatine Hill in Rome, as well as the other Caesars. And guess what? Every Caesar who came in, the first thing they did is change the color palette. So I don't know where you would get timeless color unless you went back to paleontology and the Neanderthal man. I guess they had dirt-colored floors.
But timeless color, the color
timeless
of dirt.
Timeless colors. But I think they also used animal blood and berries. So, you know, depending on regionally where they lived, I don't know how you come up with timeless colors. So cavemen, I guess, had timeless colors. So if that satisfies you, then there you go. Because we have been trying to change colors to reflect our mood and politically what's going on for years and years. So I'm going to start with one palette. I'm going to carry this into our second hour a little bit. And I want to talk to you. If you have something that you're trying to paint, let's talk about new color options that could work. Entryways, master bedrooms, master bathrooms, low ceilings, and how these colors translate. Here's the good news. These colors that have just come out for 2012, they're going to be with us for a decade.
Right.
So what happens is colors come out. So really in 2001, that's when we saw the colors for the 21st century. They were with us for a good decade, and they were bright, intense colors, colors that popped. So colors have transitioned. So I'm going to start by talking about this. I'm going to carry this into our second hour, so you're going to want to stay listening, because it doesn't even matter. If you're going to buy a car, you're going to want to know what the color trends are. So let's get into my first section of colors that I am just a real fan of. And they are colors that I believe that really reflect optimism, and they reflect timeless design. So one of the colors that I want to talk about is near and dear to my heart. It's called Dachshund, and that's because anybody who knows anything about me knows that I adopt wiener dogs. Mm-hmm. I have a love for them. I don't really know why, actually, I do. My father brought the first one back from World War II, and I wasn't alive then, thank you. But the old guy that I grew up with always had dachshunds. So I don't really know why it's called dachshund, because dachshunds are either black and tan, or they're kind of a reddish brown. And this is not a reddish brown. This is almost like a mushroom color. It is a gray brown, and it's honest to goodness a gray brown. When we come back, I'm going to share with you the new shades of green that you're going to be interested in, and the other neutrals, because these are going to be with you for a decade. So I know that you're going to want to know.
On Inside Out, right after this.
Fisher Communications, the very latest news, traffic, weather, Como News Radio, on the Como News Network, AM 1000, KOMO Seattle, 97.7 FM, KOMO FM, Oakville, everything you need to know.